Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, final hour for us ahead of the weekend, jam-packed with football. We will get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now, the Georgia-Florida game. Sorry, Rusty. The cocktail party. We'll get into that. Obviously, some Georgia Tech thoughts. Brent Key speaking very nicely about his quarterback, rightfully so, earlier this week. Falcons keys to a victory at 120. I would really, really like to see all the stuff we're going to talk about in 15 minutes and not the opposite of it, which is what's happened the last couple of weeks. And we'll get to an AMA at 140 to answer all your questions.
Well, the LSU AD is like, all right, dog, just send me off with a little severance package, man.
Just a cool little 6.5.
Yeah, let me just go on and get up out of here, man, because that was – I just don't want to get – whatever, man. And it's – an incentive-based contract for a coach. You could find a coach that would do that.
Yeah, someone will
do
it.
But you're not going to get the ones you want. That's why I said go get Tulane coach.
Right.
He's already in state. He knows the coaches and all that other stuff. Just go get this guy.
Yeah, someone will
anybody that's going to – like, Lane's not going
Yeah, you're not taking Lane Kiffin from Ole Miss for that contract. Yes. You're not – I don't know, whoever the other kind of big name coaches are in the search this offseason, they're not going to do that because they already have a better contract at their current situation.
Yes.
And even if you do find someone to take it and it works, that's not going to set precedence for other schools to do it.
No.
I think the precedent is pretty clearly where it is right now with the long-term contracts and buyouts. And I don't know, for better or worse, I don't know what it is. But, no one's going to do that. Well, again, someone will do it, but not one of these big fish that they're trying to go after. And we asked Roddy this in the 11 o'clock hour about the Florida job. Like, Florida just kind of sitting back, playing out the season, kind of, you know, doing the right process of, okay, Napier's gone during the bye week. Now we've got an interim. Just kind of being grown-ups about it.
Yep.
LSU's making Florida's job look a lot more appealing.
A lot more. A lot more. And so that'd be it. Because it is still freaking LSU.
It is still freaking LSU. And it is still Florida. Like, has a good history of being a good job.
Yeah, man. But that'd be the interesting as far as their search. Because who want to be a part of that mess?
Not me.
If
you're going to
offer. I mean, you're going to offer me a job.
A couple million bucks.
I mean, I'll go to LSU.
Now, again, I will say openly in my introductory press conference, I don't think this is going to go very well.
Yes. I'm letting you know this now.
I've never coached football before.
We are not moving here. My family's still back home. Okay?
Yeah, we're in Atlanta.
Yeah, this is going to be a short-time rental.
It's not going to go great.
Yeah, I can recruit.
I'm going to run a lot of trick plays.
Yeah. But the thing about it, I know I can recruit.
Well, I think you'd do a fine job.
I can recruit now. I've been an 18-year-old athlete. I know what y'all want.
What?
Man, please. This is still a family show.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's still a family show. You remember that Ply song?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that one right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom! Donald's making look up the definition of what that trophy is. It says it right there. I mean, find me somebody else on the team that brings more value to the team that is truly the epitome of what a team is rooted in. He can run, he can throw. I mean, it's. I'm glad he's on my team. I don't have a vote for it. I don't know if anybody who does, but it'd be a shame if he's not in New York, and I think he will be.
Brent Key even sounds pissed when he's answering questions he likes.
Yeah, man.
About players he loves.
Just too damn intense.
He's just mad.
Take it down. Take something down. But he's right. I mean, his quarterback is one of the best players in America. I mean, if you want to talk about top, whatever, five most important players to their team, he's definitely one of them. Because if he doesn't play well, they don't win.
Yep.
Period. And he's been playing his ass off all year long. Really great
game last
week.
He's had maybe like a rough half or two
Maybe something like that.
For the most part, it's been great.
This dude's been freaking awesome. And hopefully he can go, you know, and get an opportunity to put Georgia Tech on the map. Him being in freaking New York would be freaking awesome for that program. And Brent Key, by the way, we mentioned earlier this week, I mentioned again, they need to get to getting on this damn new contract for him. But, yeah, I mean.
Not just a bump.
Yeah, not just a bump. An eight ball. But but I think you know this is a critical game for them tomorrow night. Going up to NC State. I mean, we talked about Bailey. He can throw the ball. They can run the ball. Smothers is a really good runner. Andy. They got some receivers. They can't stop no damn body. So I expect Haynes King to have a big game tomorrow night. They just can't turn the freaking ball over and give NC State that extra possession.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what it is.
And the way Georgia Tech runs the ball, though, they can ball control, meaning keeping the ball away from them, too.
That's been that when they've gotten themselves in trouble this year, kind of the first half against Colorado, and that's week one. It's a long time ago.
Right.
The Wake Forest game, those are when they kind of got sloppy with the football and let an inferior team hang around and almost beat them in the case of Wake Forest. It's an interesting time in the schedule where you've gotten this far and you're 8-0. And now you look at you're better than NC State, you're way better than Boston College, you're better than Pitt, and then you got Georgia in the final game of the year. You just now it's just about not stepping on the rake. Like you've done all the work to get this far undefeated, and your quarterback is now being talked about in the Heisman Trophy conversation. Now you just got to avoid that, you know. And it happens because these teams have talented players as well, and you're on the road, and it's at night and all that. They're up for it. They know who's coming to town. They know they could spoil Georgia Tech's season if they could beat them on Saturday night. So it becomes a little bit of a different ball game now. If there was any flying under the radar at any point, that's not happening anymore. So go out there and get it done on Saturday night. As for Georgia, I kind of have a similar thought as far as long as they don't turn the football over. Like Georgia's offense has proven over the course of this year that they can score points, they can move the ball. They're going to be able to keep them in it if the defense doesn't uphold their end of the bargain early in this game. As long as Gunnar Stockton keeps protecting the ball like he has and they run the ball like they have over the last couple of games, I have no doubt Georgia is going to beat Florida.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that Florida's going to come out with some new wrinkles. I anticipate they're going to get ahead of Georgia. They're going to come out early on, you know, establish a pace and things. Georgia will be on their heels, and we'll adjust and get on about our business. Now, that's what we've been doing. No saying that this is going to happen Saturday. You never know. But as I think, like you said, as long as Gunnar Stockton and his office is taking care of the football, get the damn tight ends and keep them involved. I know we were talking about Kobe Young being out. The Titans had a nice day. We talked about Lawson Lucky's three touchdowns last time they played. Obviously, I still think Oscar Dupp's a capable tight end receiver weapon. Also, the offensive line's better because guys are back. Roddy talked about Ernest Green is back on that right side of the line. Got them big ass guards. So running the football is going to be pivotal for Georgia. But I just think you know it's going to be a fight until the fourth quarter. I think Georgia we pull away from end up winning the game by like 10 plus.
The thing that I'm interested to see just in terms of the wrinkles from Florida, because they'll be more aggressive. There's no reason not to be. Lagway's healthy and practicing, so that makes a big difference, too. Jaden Baugh, that running back they have, is really good.
Yes.
And if they can get that rushing attack going with Lagway's legs, Jaden Baugh, rolling him out a little bit, taking some chances.
They're going to take some chances.
I think they're going to take chances. Yeah, I think they're going to be able to move the ball a little bit. And, again, you keep it close and hand it to that talented running back. That's when it gets stressful in the fourth quarter.
But I think the biggest thing is that Georgia Dallas Wilson can't go off this game.
That's because that
Texas game. Goodness, was it Texas?
Yeah,
it was Texas.
Yeah, it was Texas. That's the thing about Florida. They've won two out of three.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? They won two out of three.
They were ready to fire him, though.
Oh, they were.
Yeah, they were ready to fire. We talked always about new coach, and it's going to be there.
Yeah, plus I think Brandon Adams nailed it earlier this week, too. It's like they were going to fire him anyway, wait till this week, maybe get some new coach energy. Even if you're firing your coach, you still want to beat Georgia.
Yes.
Like if you're the Florida people and fans and all that kind of stuff, you still want to win this game. Even if the season's lost and you're going to be in a coaching search, at least at the end of the year, you can hang your hat on the fact that you won your rivalry game.
Right.
So,
it's going to be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. just like all Georgia-Florida games are. And thing with it is that Georgia's a better team in this matchup. We understand. I think everybody knows this. But Florida, again, it's a rivalry game, new coach, very talented, skilled players on this team. They are very talented. Lagway's a talented player. You already talked about the running back. We talked about the receiver. Defensively, they can get after you, too. They can get after the passer on defense. And so Georgia's going to have to, you know, buckle in, not late, because that's the one thing about Alabama. Well, I hate saying it because Alabama got so far ahead and we were able to adjust. We were still away. We were still a missed blocking assignment from beating Alabama.
That's right.
You know, and so when you look at it from that standpoint, just play mistake free. Don't give them no possessions. And when you have your opportunities to score touchdowns, I know we have a great kicker in Georgia, but when we have opportunities to score touchdowns, score touchdowns.
Any other game you want to mention or give a thought on? Nebraska hasn't beaten a ranked opponent in 1,000 years. They got USC. They're 23rd, but they're ranked, so
they
that counts.
Nebraska needs this guy.
You know, Rule in his career as a college football head coach only has 2 wins over ranked opponents?
Really?
Not top 10, not top 5.
Really?
Two wins over ranked opponents.
Where has he been at? Baylor and Temple, right? Temple, Baylor.
And Nebraska.
And Nebraska.
But again, for a guy that got a raise and a contract extension on Wednesday.
Did he get a raise?
He could beat more than 2 ranked teams.
Did he get a raise?
I don't know.
I mean.
He's a fine print.
Yeah, he didn't get a raise. He got an up in the buyout.
He just seems to me like, and I'm not trying to, obviously he's a good coach.
Incentives guy, but okay.
He's one of those guys that benefits from everybody likes him.
Yes.
You know what
no
I mean?
No doubt.
And it goes a long way in life. Like, yeah. I probably am too.
Yes.
Like, I probably benefit from that. You don't have to be as talented if everybody thinks you're nice. But, like, he's won 2 games over ranked teams in his career. Like, Alabama's beat ranked teams 4 games in a row now.
But I mean,
Vanderbilt beat 3 ranked teams.
What
in
he
a row.
Is, he's a program builder.
I guess.
That's what I say, program builder.
Okay. Built to what? Beat a ranked team.
I'm with you on this. it's still weird that USC has to go to Nebraska.
It's weird.
It's weird as hell.
That's another
that they got to go to Nebraska.
Yep, that happens. Virginia and Cal are playing a conference game. By the way, Virginia is sneaky. 7-1, 4-0 in the ACC.
Yeah, man. Coach Ellis doing a hell of a job.
Undefeated.
Man. Undefeated.
15th in the nation.
He's doing a hell of a job, man. He really is. Oh, watch out, Dabo. Watch out, Dabo. Got Duke coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out, Dad.
I picked up Mensa on my fantasy team.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How did I do last week?
Another L.
Okay.
Another L.
At least I'm consistent.
You are. You beat somebody, though. You beat Oren.
Yeah, I did beat Oren.
Early in the year in a week where you had 3 players out of your lineup, and Oren's good and takes the league seriously.
Yeah.
And you beat him. Man. He still sticks in his crawl.
Yeah, I know it does, man. Yeah, Oren. We got Oren. Oren, I need to see what Oren doing.
I do too.
Yeah, Oren.
I like Jordans.
I like Jordans, and I ain't never had no Pappy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Or say he spent all his money on Outkast gear. Like, okay.
I know. Sending me Outkast soccer jerseys.
I'm like, all right, dog. Or eating takeout every day.
Did they discover oil in his backyard?
I don't know. He eat from Shamar Reese's every day. Yeah, man.
They go find a gold nugget or a diamond mine. All right, we'll come back. We'll give you our keys to a Falcons victory coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.